the Daily Talk Show, episode 612.
What's happening, guys? Happy Tuesday.
Nearly said 512.
But we're at 612. How are we?
Very good. We've had two big days. We've been filming. We posted on Instagram a photo of us in scrubs.
Working 9 to 5. Yeah. Not today, though. We got off early and had a kebab.
At,
like
Oasis.
Everyone who knocks off early should do.
Mm-hmm.
Get a kebab.
That was delicious.
It's a good call.
But how would you feel about owning a souvlaki shop and then someone opens a souvlaki shop next door?
Be
and
really
then the
annoyed.
Guy across the road opens Oasis Bakery, a superstore, and they sell shawarmas, you know, still in the same sort of league as a souvlaki.
Yeah, very annoying.
I mean, it'd be hard.
Have you ever had any strong competitors in business?
You could have a good business that really have strong competitors.
You've never had a good business.
You're gonna be able to compete with other businesses.
Yeah, yeah. I heard something good where it was like you don't have competitors, you have something else that's not that. What is it?
Colleagues?
No.
What is it? Yeah.
No, it's rivals.
Rivals.
So apparently rivals bring out the best in you. So a rival, it's about looking at what other people are doing, not trying to compete with them, but elevating yourself.
So a rival.
I don't understand the language difference.
A rival.
Was that, Simon Adam Grant?
Adam Grant potentially, yeah, or Simon Sinek.
But I think people are just stimulated through competitors or.
Mm-hmm. Are you a competitive guy?
I don't think I am. I don't think I am. But
why do you think that is?
Oh, because sometimes I just can't be bothered with the emotion that comes with it. And maybe I like get caught in it, right? And so I'm apprehensive before I get into having to try and beat someone and then, you know, really getting sort of transfixed on it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't some
Anything
people say,
that you compete, like get competitive over?
Oh, I mean, probably the closest thing is with you on shit.
Mm-hmm.
But
really?
It just ends up being for the show or the arm wrestle. Like, but no, I don't see myself as being someone who's really competitive. I knew I'd win that.
Mm-hmm.
But that was just my testosterone speaking. I didn't speak for that whole month, guys. That was levels of testosterone. My mouth just moved based on what about, levels I've got inside me.
What about as a parent?
When your kid walks and you're looking at other kids, you know, how old were they? Mm-hmm. But you just want your kid to be the first. But I don't know if it's competitive. Would you say you're competitive?
Am I competitive? Yeah, I think so. Yeah. You think I am?
Yeah, you're competitive.
But yeah, like, no, I think I like to compete in the areas that I know that I could potentially win.
Yeah,
I don't think I compete in areas that aren't in my wheelhouse.
I mean, most people don't as adults. They're just like, make the choice. I will lose this, so I'm not playing this game with you.
What about that like sort of visceral?
Oh, no, I've got one. I got a little bit competitive at Legoland.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't been?
No.
You should go. You should take Bodhi there. That's a good way to be able to go to Legoland without seeming like a creep.
Wait, so you want me to take Bodhi to Legoland?
You take him there.
Do
that
I
way
need
you get
a car
to experience. I can lend you our one.
The car or the car seat?
Car seat.
Sounds annoying.
I'll install it for you.
Okay.
I'll pay.
And then you'll.
And uninstall it?
Wait, easy, yeah, dude.
Well, you'll pay for what?
You to go to Legoland with Bodhi.
Oh, really?
So, I mean,
wait,
it's pretty
so you're going
it's
to
like $30
install
really? Ticket.
You're going to install the baby seat.
Super simple. Pass the thing, seatbelt through.
Not that easy.
Done. I do it in about, if I had it ready to go, I could do it in 25 seconds.
97 had to use a seatbelt the other day that wouldn't.
That was just annoying for you. Sorry. We've customized because we got our. This is how. Out of your depth you feel when you have a child. I didn't want to install the seat myself. I wanted a professional to do it.
Sure.
And you can hire baby seats and they come, drop them off, plug, put it all in, do it, and then they come and get them and take them away.
What does it cost for a day's baby seat?
Oh, like no. You hire it for months on end.
Oh, really?
It's a lease. It's like $60.
For a few months?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
It's cheap. It's really cheap. And they come and do the whole thing for you.
What's the difference between a cheap baby seat and an expensive baby seat?
Dead baby. No, I don't know.
What is the actual difference, do you think? Comfort?
Oh, branding, probably.
Really?
Yeah, probably. You can get really great. So the seat that Bodie has now at 3 years old was given to us by somebody who was a hand-me-down. But it's sturdy. Mm-hmm. You can buy one from Target now for $40. Like, and they're still sturdy. Sure. They all have to meet. It's Australia. They have to meet a safety standard.
I get that.
It's like helmets. They're all, if they're selling them as a helmet, it's rather than a hat, it's a safety thing that they have to pass. But anyway, I was at Legoland and there's this little ride. It's pretty cool. It's like this, it's like a four or five seat buggy that you get into. No one's driving it. It drives itself. Mm-hmm. There's all these sensors all around and you go through and you have these guns, these little guns.
Guns?
Yeah, like they're like, you remember Time Zone?
Yes.
And what was that game? Point Blank. Mm-hmm. And so it's like a little laser gun.
Surely it's not PC.
I know, I thought that.
Can't have guns.
Bodie, here's your gun, mate. He's three. He's looking at this thing. It's the size of him. He's like,
really?
Just holding it down. And then I was sitting in the front because I was – these two boys got him. You had to have more than four people to get in. And so we wrangled these two young boys in that were probably 8 and 9 or something like that. So I was sitting in the middle.
How were you – like were you way bigger than the seat? Did it look silly?
No, it's the size of this table, this little vehicle.
So it's a bit. So it's actually designed for adults but kids fit in it.
It's designed just it's just – I don't know.
You're not like cramped up in
adults,
like a little train.
You have to have adults in it. With kids. So there always has to be two adults in there if there was four kids. And but so I was at the front with two kids either side. Amy was in the back with Bodie sitting next to him.
Okay, so Amy was the other adult that made it okay with having the other kids.
But so there's a little game with these guns where you – it's sick. You point it up and you can see the laser pointing and there's all these targets. So there's like bats. You can shoot them and they've got little sensors for the laser. And so in front of you, you've got a little screen that shows your score, and then I can see the kid next to me on the right screen with a score, screen on the left with a score.
Okay.
I owned these little shits. I was looking at their score and I'm just like, at one point I was so far ahead, I said to the kid, look, here's how you do it. You just hold it down rather than trying
isn't
to go boop, 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 boop. No, you hold it down on the target.
I completely understand what you mean.
Why is it cheating?
Well, because – In a real world scenario, you don't just hold a gun and point it to someone.
Yes, you do if it's a machine gun.
Until it runs out. It's
automatic, like a fully automatic rifle.
Okay.
You can hold it down and just go.
But you'd probably say that there's less craft in that. But you
no,
you
this was more I was looking and going boom. Rather than holding it, just tapping it like that, you hold it down for a second. It's just how the gun works.
Okay, sure.
It was more that I'd worked out how the gun actually
you worked a cheat.
Functions.
Worked out a cheat.
Nah, but I smashed these kids. I got like 90,000. They got like 9,000.
Mm-hmm. It's embarrassing for them.
But that's when I felt competitive because I knew I could win. That was it.
Did you ever, as a kid, get cheats for PlayStation?
Oh, yeah, mate.
Tony Hawk.
Super Nintendo. Oh, Tony Hawk. Grind for days.
Yeah. No, I was thinking of that.
You could like grind just being and go out, come back and Tony's still grinding.
Cheats made the game so much more fun.
Yeah. See, the problem is I like to use games with cheats.
Mm.
I like to know I'm going to win. I think that's
–
Yeah. So are you competitive if you use cheats and you know you're going to win? Like, I don't think you are. I think you just like victory without the hard work.
Yeah, I think that the things like games – like specifically like PlayStation, I've never been good at them. People just care more than I care about that sort of stuff.
About PlayStation?
Yeah. Seb, did you ever – you played Wii with Daniel?
Yeah, with Daniel. No, I was keen on PS3.
Okay.
That was sick. I had Gran Turismo.
What was PS3? Which one was that?
PlayStation 3.
Black
I
one?
Understand.
No.
Fuck, you thought just, that –
nah, so it's like the – it was sort of like shiny – shiny like, on the top. So the new PS4s, PS4s are like matte and they're sort of slim, whereas these ones are like curved and shiny.
I had a PS3 and I had a PS2 and a PS1.
Yeah.
The PS1 and 2, you'd get the chip in them and you'd go to Narre Warren to the guy and you'd get the gold CD, the CDs.
There used to be a, in the Trading Post.
Mm-hmm.
There was so many people you could go to and get your thing chipped.
A different time.
Man, that was weird. Those people that did that stuff, what were they?
Yeah, I know.
What are they doing now?
Yeah, they're probably moved on to some more Nefarious.
So Sebs, do you know what we're talking about?
No, no idea.
So back in the day, PlayStation 1, they would open it up.
Well, you had to pay a lot for games, right? So a game would be like $70.
Oh, more than that. PS3 games, they could go up to like $109.
Yeah, no, we're talking like early 2000s, okay. Right? It's a lot of money.
Yeah, shit was expensive still. It's the same It's the same now. Think about how expensive it is. Same.
Yeah.
And so, you'd take your PlayStation and they'd put some chip into it.
$230 or something.
And then you could burn any game onto VCDs or like... Yeah.
Well, I think VCDs, video CDs, maybe.
Something.
But they're just CD-ROMs, essentially.
Yeah, and so you could play, you could burn 20 games, get your mate. But then there was a market for buying burnt games.
Yeah, and so that was what I remember is like when a new game came out, you'd go to this balding dude in Narre Warren.
Yeah.
He would open up his garage.
Well, we always had to travel because it wasn't in
suburb for us, it was like,
it was next door.
Yeah.
The houses that you'd go to get this shit.
Mm-hmm. It was always a nice new estate, I feel, potentially.
I wonder if it was like if they were worried ever about getting caught or if PlayStation were onto it. Like, are they...
Because they're just torrented games, right?
Well,
I don't know how you'd get this.
This is pre-torrenting being a real thing.
What would it be? P2P, surely.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe it's like a marijuana plant. Someone has to have given you the seed. You know, someone has to have had a plant or it has to have come... You know, so someone high up the chain has burnt the first one.
Yeah.
And then that has duplicated and is, you know, the 7,000 copies in Narre Warren.
Well, what about Bali, going to Bali?
Yeah, getting the fake DVDs.
Yeah.
Needs to bring those back.
Sebs, it looks like the Instagram stream's gone off.
Still getting it.
Oh, really?
If yours has gone black, just swipe down and go back into it.
Oh, that's weird.
Mine's still going.
That's really strange. So, it's still OBS working.
OBS still going.
Go on.
No, I was about to say, it's funny how they do, not games now, but movies, how they come out on torrents.
Mm-hmm.
There's someone in the production line who picks up the CD and they call it and they give it to these groups that then rip it off the CD and it's called The Scene. And so these people in the production line get paid however much to go steal a CD and then upload it onto the internet. Yeah.
So hang on, this is the inside job. So if you were to get something before came out.
Think about like all the Marvel movies, every movie that's coming out on Blu-ray, they get it a week or two before the actual release date. They're pumping out the production of the CDs. Of the DVDs, the Blu-ray discs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so they steal one and then rip it and then upload it.
Oh, yeah. It'd be some big warehouse. That will be gone soon, the Blu-ray printing.
Well, we're going to have a – my old mate, Dave Lee, we went to film like teen flicks or something. I think it was at the VCA. You know, making films together when we were kids.
Mr. 97's watching teen flicks these days, but it's just a bit different to what
you're referring to pornography, aren't you?
Yeah.
Anyway, so Dave
Not
Lee.
Even a denial from the kid.
And Dave Lee, he made a bunch of, you know, short films, but he's got a YouTube channel now called Dave Lee Down Under. And he started off doing just Disney content. And now he reviews like crazy. He does big Blu-ray DVD hauls, like hundreds of, like he has every Blu-ray.
Really?
His whole house is filled with Blu-rays.
Really?
And he'll get different versions. So say if like Lion King comes out, it's like, oh, look, there's a.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm on his channel. That's a lot.
Yeah.
What's Dave's situation?
So he's got a girlfriend.
He's got a cabinet behind him with a lot of Blu-ray discs in it.
But his dad's very into it as well. And so I reckon it'd be fun to have him on.
Dave?
Because he's a lovely guy. And he gets right into it. Like he has multiple versions of Blu-rays just because the cover's different.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, I was watching one YouTube video where he was fighting with Amazon because he wanted a single Blu-ray that was only available in a set. And they ended up backing down and taking the Blu-ray out of the set for him.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that like that's some seriously good pushback.
How many subs has he got on YouTube?
50,000.
Hey, why didn't you bring up Dave before?
Well, I've been
Dave's
watching.
Dave's too famous. He's your mate that became famous before you did. Well, the
thing is, I saw him when he was like, you know, 100 subs, just like doing this. And
but
so
did you back him?
I did. Well, I subbed. And he gets on it around our content as well.
Does he, Dave? Yeah.
And so I think that would be fun because
I like that.
He's gets also into like the toys, figurines. He has the things that are in white boxes. I feel like I saw a bunch of them at Venture IP. Mm. Yeah, like the pop art.
He'll be the guy that holds out long enough.
Mate, you're just fucking looking at like when I'm looking at you, it's because. I just want you to like scroll through his thumbnail and not just be like, nah,
you don't want my opinion. Pop art. White pop art.
Is that what it's called?
No, I'm trying
to. These are like Asian toys, right? They're like some kind of anime.
Not even. They're like they're big. If you type in toys, what are they called?
Pop toys?
P-O-P. I'm just imagining like an explosion type thing.
They're called Pop Heroes.
Pop Heroes. Thank you. What are they? Can you read off Wikipedia what they are, please?
It sounds very much around that sort of cartoony anime.
Yeah, Oz Bargains sometimes have, like, it's like, oh, you can get the three for X amount. But you keep him in the box.
He'll hold out on all this stuff when people are throwing their DVDs out and he'll probably make cash in years to come. He'll be a successful YouTube channel plus selling his DVDs for a grand each.
Or a lot of landfill.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of.
Lisa says, I bet Dave has a no borrowing policy.
Yeah. Oh, you can't borrow DVDs definitely not. From Dave.
Well, I have a no borrowing policy now.
Why? Who borrowed what?
Actually, can I just ask, you know those books of your dad's that you gave me, did you give them to me or do you want them back?
Which ones did I give you?
The lean business ones. Did you want them back? Because I feel like I've done exactly what I don't like other people doing.
Which is?
To be honest, I actually completely forgot about them.
Were you expecting them back?
I didn't really think that one through. You can keep them there as long as
I don't want to be keeping your dad's books.
No.
I'm not storing your dad's books.
I'll let you know if someone wants them.
I can't deal with that. I can't just have.
It could be years.
No, it's okay.
I lent out 4-hour work week.
Completely forgot about it.
4-hour body. I lent to my PT. Never got that back.
Should we do the call in?
I feel like it could be. There's been times.
I don't think Chairman Rick even knows.
Is he going to be upset about this?
No. He didn't read them.
What about his undies? Have you told him about that?
Today's ones? No.
Are you wearing your dad's undies today?
No. He's just playing along. It's funny though.
No, I'm not red. Yeah. I'm just a bit red.
No, I told a story in the early days on the podcast about like something similar to that whole borrowing a book thing. And I reckon the person heard and they've cracked it. Haven't heard from them since.
Oh,
and I sort of put the
product was.
Nah. I joined the dots. I was like, oh, I reckon I know what's happened here. They're embarrassed when they shouldn't have been. It's just funny content, right? And I didn't say their name.
Trying to work out. I want to. You, I mean, but, I don't know if that's the case though. You love spinning a good story.
Jake said, "Get Blu-ray Dave on."
Blu-ray Dave. Blu-ray Dave. Is that his name?
You can get around now. Blu-ray Dave, yeah.
Blu-ray Dave. DVD Dave. I like DVD Dave.
Yeah, DVD Dave. DVD Dave.
Digital video Dave.
DVD. DVD Dave Lee.
DVD Dave Lee.
DVD Dave Lee.
DVD's Dave Lee.
My wife's here. I'm going to open the garage, but I want her to come up and tell us a story of something that happened today. Well, I'm glad that she's here.
Lisa was saying looking good in the scrubs this morning, boys.
Oh, thank you. We were at Northern Health.
Mm-hmm. Which one was that?
That was at Broadmeadows, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, Broadmeadows.
Yep.
Great hospital.
Yeah, they have 4 campuses.
We've been filming the last 2 days behind the scenes at a hospital. Epping,
Broadmeadows, Craigieburn.
Yeah.
What's the other one? Bundoora.
Bundoora. Epping was amazing, wasn't it?
Mm.
The new ICU.
I feel like that's a real obvious one.
Yeah, I know, but I was just blown away with the ICU.
Yeah, so we got to go into, very modern, minimalist. Sort of aesthetic.
Can we appreciate how that service, all of that stuff there, is free to citizens of Australia?
Mm. Like parking, not free.
The parking's the most expensive thing about going to a public hospital. But that probably still even helps with the ground maintenance. Like it's all government money to these places.
Also, the nurses, the doctors, the surgeons. Like if I had anyone trying to film, because we would go in a lot of the times and we're staying to film.
Mm.
These sensitive things before like comms have been able to speak to them and they just roll with it. They're just like, we'll create scenarios. Oh, yeah, we can speak to the patient. Yeah, we'll get like.
I feel when I go to a place like that, Mm-hmm. I don't feel a calling to do that. Like, I don't think I have it in me. As much as I'd like to say, yeah, I could be a nurse or I could be a dog, mm-hmm. you know, to help people. I don't know if I have it in me to do.
You don't have the temperament?
The care. Like, I'm just, it makes me feel like I'm an asshole that I feel like that. But
I have the temperament of a patient.
What, that you're sick?
No, that I can.
Hurry up.
No, not even hurry up. Just I'm comfortable with being nursed.
Oh, my son's here.
Oh, g'day, Bodie.
Bodie, cuddle for dad. Come on. Come to dad.
Okay, now Bodie's coming. You don't you have a song? Are you going to say, are you going to give me a cuddle as well?
Yeah, what do you say to everyone? Say,
hello. There we go, great. Oh, perfect.
How's your daycare today? How was your day? Good. What did you do?
You have to wee? Or you did a wee?
I don't know what he's doing. He's wet.
Is he wet? Right, is he wet? Uh-oh. Okay.
No, he's just feet are wet.
He's pissed himself on the camera.
No, his legs are all wet.
Do you
want to
come here? Do you want to come here?
Do you want to sit on Josh?
Yeah, come here.
No.
Hey, Bodie. Hey, Bodie. I've got my wife. Do you want some biscuits? Yeah, just come here, please.
He's like, you can't say that. You can't say Bodie. To a dog as well. Like, you can't.
We don't have any.
Do you want to go for a walk, dog?
Bodie, what's your favorite food right now? What do you like? What do you like to eat?
He's looking at me.
What do you like to eat, Bodie?
What's your favourite food, Bodie?
Ice cream. Would you like ice cream? But I'm not even joking, Bodie. We have ice cream.
No,
do you want some?
Do not give him ice cream, you rat.
I'm not giving it to him yet.
No.
You just tell him where it is.
Bodie, if you come and sit here quietly, I can give you ice cream. Would you like that? Come here.
Sit on Uncle Josh's lap.
Yeah. Just for the rest of the show, and then you get ice cream. Okay, here we go.
Okay, Amy.
Yes.
How you going?
Good.
Yeah, hang on. Give me 2 seconds, Brody.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Before you, what did you say? You wrote to me, no dramas. And I said, my wife doesn't send me a message saying no dramas ever.
Really?
There's a drama.
I write no dramas in every second email I write.
Can you cut Josh's mic? As cute as it is. So anyway, I was telling the guys, I haven't told Josh what happened.
Oh, God.
And I said, I want to save it for the show, and I'm glad you're here because I messaged you mm-hmm. a screenshot on Instagram of a Instagram story that you'd put up.
Yes.
What was on the Instagram story?
So I'm very excited. We've got our friend's 40th this weekend, and I got her gift designed, and I think she'll love it. And I even told her, I think I've nailed this present. I'm so confident that I'm happy to get your expectations raised. I'm telling you, I think it's great.
I think it's great. So I think you've absolutely nailed it.
Thank you. Anyway, I took screenshots of this picture that was designed, and I thought.
So the designer's sending through photos to Amy saying, here's where it's up to. What do you think?
And I was going to potentially.
So who's the designer? Just a rant.
This is Lawrence's
girlfriend.
Okay, sure. Yeah, great.
Yeah.
So I was going to text it to her husband and say, hey, I'm thinking of getting these printed. What size do you want? Don't tell your wife. But then I decided against it. I'm like, no, I'll just get it printed. I'll give them the file anyway so that like they can choose. The print will just be like a for on the day thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, somehow I've posted a picture of this present. So I took a screenshot of it and like I did a like ask post.
She
ask posted to Instagram stories. So
why'd you
in
do that?
The back pocket.
I didn't mean to.
In her back pocket, it's gone like, in.
Of your ass.
No, not this time. But it just posted it and even put one of those dumb filters on it so it looks really stupid. Anyway. So it went up and it went up to my close friends group and Tommy was like, who's in that? I'm like, I don't know.
I'll show you exactly
what
it is. And it's so personal that she would know that it was for her.
Yeah, like can we just say what it is?
Don't say what it is.
So how has Bodie ended up on the game? So I don't have this game.
Oh, yeah, no, he knows
What is it, Bodie? How has he ended up here? He's got an hour of the live stream. He's playing gameplay Sonic Dash. It actually looks like a great game.
I'm just showing you. So this is what she posted, and that's what I screenshot.
It's of an item. It's like something that she owns.
Sure. So personal.
Can I describe what it is or no?
Okay. No.
That's not an ass post.
No, but it posted.
No,
her phone was
in my pocket.
But how did? Sorry, buddy. You're just covering the mic, mate. Right here, hang on. You have the phone.
But he hands off the mic.
Oh, sorry.
You were going to have a black eye.
No, I'm fine. Do you reckon he's forgotten about the ice cream?
Never forgets, mate.
So it's a perfect photo of your computer screen.
Yeah, I took that photo and then I wasn't going to send it on to her husband, put the phone in my pocket and it posted it to Instagram.
So it's
not like you took the photo from your pocket. It was already taken and you've published it. You're lucky it was that. Imagine if it was...
Also lucky that, like, I don't understand. It went into Instagram, it put a filter on it and then it posted it to my close friends and I don't even think I know how to do that.
So when I saw it, I was like...
Who's in your close friends?
I said, Bodie's probably... I was thinking in my head... That's Bodie. Bodie's definitely posted. I don't think you would have meant to post this because it's secret. And so anyway, we don't know at this moment because
whether she sent it. Can't you just look at who's viewed?
No, she deleted it.
I just deleted it straight away. And when I was on there, it said one person had seen it, but then also, but it didn't include Tommy and I know Tommy saw it. Mm-hmm. So it was up for 20 minutes.
Interesting.
It was up for 20, Bodie
wants
20 minutes.
He's very good, isn't he?
And so we don't know.
He's now about to watch the Uncommon podcast.
Anyway, so we'll give you an update after the weekend because we're going away for a camping adventure with this person for their 40th. And so we can ask them.
Yeah,
I feel like they don't listen to the podcast.
Can I just say it's extremely hard? I noticed this even where I've had close friends that have kids, including you.
That's kind.
The reason I said it was because I said close friends. I'm like, including my close friend. I didn't want to. You have a kid. Yes, Bodie. Catboy? No. He's watching Brian Tracy, the productivity expert, talking about morning motivation. Get motivated in 60 seconds.
Talk into the microphone, Bodie. Speak to that.
I like it.
What do you want? What do you want?
I like Catboy.
Do you? Yeah, what do you like about Catboy?
Catboy.
You like it?
Catboy.
What's your favourite song right now?
Catboy.
Yeah, pretty straightforward. So, anyway.
But what I found, close friends, and you being a close friend, having kids, extremely distracting.
Mm. Oh, mate.
Gone out to brunch or whatever. It's just like you sort of, it's a real ego hit because you realise that the person across from you isn't paying attention because they're trying to make sure their kid doesn't,
wreak havoc.
Exactly.
I went out with a girlfriend. We both have toddlers Bodie's age. Mm-hmm. At the end of it, we were together for maybe 3 hours.
I'm Catboy.
Okay.
Mate, this is your fault. Sucked in, dude. Sucked in.
And you promised ice cream.
You want Catboy?
Josh makes him cry a lot.
I know.
It's crazy.
I made him. Hang on. Okay, so you want Catboy?
Anyway, let's just finish this off. Amy was telling something. Just cut
the
our
end,
mics,
at mate. The end of this 3 hours, we just said, I don't think that we got through 10 minutes of conversation. It was just spot fire putting out like the whole time.
Yeah, it's a bit like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just about to put Catboy.
And you're not getting ice cream.
Now, do you know what? We're about to play. Before we play, do you know what you need to say? It's the Daily Talk Show. Ready? Say it.
It's the Daily Talk Show.
Thank you, everyone. Enjoy the rest of your day. If you are enjoying the show, leave us an Apple Podcast review, at least for Bodie. also, if you enjoyed the show, thank you for everyone who took the screen grabs.
Oh, yeah. Lovely.
If you are enjoying the show, take a screen grab right now.
If you're watching on Instagram Live.
Or even just in the podcast app, just take a screen grab and tag us up so we can say thanks. All right. See you tomorrow.
See you guys.
It's not working. Here, do you want volume? Here we go.
Thanks, guys. Love you.